Once you said it's and.
Right.
Yes, something opening. Because the mind is
either or.
Yeah.
Absolutely,
like
yeah.
That, yeah. So it doesn't matter how you act.
Yes and no. Yes, it does matter, and yes, it doesn't matter. Yes and no, same. Because again, you can use these spiritual ideas to become sloppy. So it depends from where you look. At some point, it doesn't matter at all. At some point, it matters a lot.
So who's acting, actually?
Also, that depends from where you look. So when you are in the kitchen cutting the vegetables, you are in the kitchen cutting the vegetables. You are doing it. You are running. You are brushing your hair. All of that. You are doing that. At some point, this is so. Seen from some angle. Seen from another angle, it is just existence expressing itself. It's existing expressing itself. That's all. And you have to find out this who. What is this? What does this mean? I am brushing my hair. I am cutting the vegetables. What does this mean, this I? This is your job. To find out, what does it mean? What does it really mean? What does it mean?
Something like follow the impulse which just arising.
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. When the impulse is to beat up one next to you, better to control the impulse. So you know, we cannot give fixed recipes here. You have to learn to find your clarity and your wisdom and to see in every situation, okay, this is the situation I go. This is the situation I go. So you just make your vision very, very wide and also very, very focused at the same time. Wide and focused, and you will know what to do. So you become more and more empty-handed. Less and less you have the strategies and the structures and the answers and, you know, it's actually falling more and more out of your hands. But then the inner wisdom is awakening. And you will know what to do. You know where to go. You know what the next step will be. You, and not out of a prescription or a book.
Sometimes it's quite foggy.
Yeah, sometimes it's foggy and sometimes it's quite clear, actually. So when it is foggy, okay, it is foggy, okay. When it is clear, I have a wider vision. And you will get more and more of this clarity and less of the foggy times. The foggy times. Good news, magazine. The foggy times. New York Times and the foggy times. The fog will just go. The fog will transcend into more and more clarity.
If it's like fog?
Yeah, it's like fog.
Move.
Yeah, maybe you have to move. Maybe
yeah.
You still have to move. And then you make your decisions with a little bit less clarity. But you can still make decisions. You don't need to be paralyzed with foggy times. But this you can train. You can really train. And as I said already several times, it is so important to find some moments every day where you get back to yourself. And remember in your heart the wisdom that is residing there.
Mm.